Among other projects, the $12.3 billion bipartisan bill authorizes needed federal funding for the project that's been in the works for more than a decade. Speaking on the Senate floor, outgoing Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss called the bill's passage crucial.
Passage of this bill with the enhanced authorization it contains for the Savannah Harbor expansion project will be the culmination of years of work by the state of Georgia and project stakeholders and my entire time serving in the Georgia congressional delegation.
The bill allows the Army Corps of Engineers to strike an agreement with the Savannah Port Authority to begin construction on the estimated $706 million project. Earlier this week, the House overwhelmingly approved the legislation, a compromise version of separate bills that passed in the House and Senate last year. With the Senate's passage Thursday, Chambliss called on the president to sign the bill soon.
Now that we have completed our work, it is imperative that the administration carry through with its commitments.
National and state lawmakers were sent reeling earlier this year when President Obama's budget proposal didn't include construction funding for the port deepening. The president's Office of Management and Budget argued the water resources bill had to pass first, a statement the Georgia congressional delegation disputed. Senator Johnny Isaacson earlier this month said he didn't want OMB Director Sylvia Burwell confirmed as head of the Health and Human Services Department until the port project moved forward. Speaking before the water bill was taken up in the House Tuesday, Isaacson applauded Burwell for her help in recent weeks.
Sylvia Burwell at OMB has been a lifesaver for us on the Savannah port, and I appreciate her cooperation and her help.
In a statement, Georgia Ports Director Curtis Foltz called the bill a critical milestone. He says he expects to sign an agreement with the Corps in the next 90 days. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.